It could be Central Park. Yes, it could be Central Park of some other world along the Axis, perhaps. And not the one she came from, but close enough so that in time she would know no difference. Or perhaps it was, as he said, a glamour. Perhaps it was the Toadash darkness. It could be a trick, he said, most certainly reading her mind. Life is a trick. Love a glamour, she replied. Perhaps we'll meet again, in the clearing at the end of the path.
As you say so, let it be so, he told her.
He put out one leg, the run-down heel of his boot planted in the earth, and bowed to her. Oi had begun to weep, but he sat firmly beside the gunslinger's left boot.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye, Roland. Then she faced ahead, took in a deep breath, and twisted the little cart's throttle. It rolled smoothly forward.
Wait!
Roland cried, but she never turned, nor looked at him again. She rolled through the door. It slammed shut behind her at once with a flat, declamatory clap he knew all too well, one he'd dreamed of ever since his long and feverish walk along the edge of the Western Sea. The sound of the singing was gone, and now there was only the lonely sound of the prairie wind. Roland of Gilead sat in front of the door, which already looked tired and unimportant. It would never open again. He put his face in his hands. It occurred to him that if he had never loved them, he would never have felt so alone as this. Yet of all his many regrets, the reopening of his heart was not among them, even now. 19. Later, because there's always a later, isn't there? He made breakfast and forced himself to eat his share. Patrick ate heartily, then withdrew to do his necessary while Roland packed up.